Three reasons why Duncan Keith is the Conn Smythe winner is Stanley Cup Final MVP. His outstanding defense, his amazing endurance, and his timely offense.
Settled down, but could not be controlled by Brown. Touched right back up to Kane on the wing. Laid one across, and it's Keith, a shot on save. Rebound, he scores!
Mark Emmerich on NBC with the game-winning goal as Duncan Keith cleaned up a second period rebound. Patrick Kane added an insurance goal late. The Blackhawks take the cup again, 2-0 over Tampa.
Three cups in 6 years. Dynasty, Joel Quenneville said, go ask Gary Bettman, then bellowed in laughter. It was the night of nights for the Blackhawks and their personable coach.
Oh, it's thrilling. Thrill of a lifetime. I couldn't be so happy. I can't go give my wife and my mom a great big hug. I'm thankful for what all the stuff they have to go through. That's what they got to go through is 10 times worse than what we got to go through.
Hawks fans went through a nerve-wracking 6 games, but like the team they cheer for, have been rewarded, and the party is just getting started. Covering the Stanley Cup champion Blackhawks, George Hoffman, News Radio on 105.9 FM.
Date and time for that rally not yet official, but the bash might not stop till well after Andrew Shaw and his Blackhawk teammates are in Grant Park with thousands of screaming fans.
I don't think there's any words to describe the joy that our team is. You know, it's kind of a relief once that game's over, and you know, you battle for 2 hard months, and you're physically drained, exhausted, and mentally tired, and you know, you stick together as a team, and you come out on top. It's unbelievable.
Quenneville said after the game that Shaw almost didn't play, hurt. He did, got to hoist the cup on home ice as well. Baseball, Pittsburgh beat the White Sox 11-0. Carlos Rodon took the loss, 7 runs in 3 2/3. White Sox were 2-hit. Last night's Cubs-Indians game on the north side was rained out. They'll meet this evening, pregame 6:40 on WBBM on 780 AM. Cubs are calling up last year's first-round draft pick Kyle Schwarber to DH for their upcoming American League road trip. He'll then go back to the minors. San Diego fired manager Bud Black. Bears begin mini-camp later today. Golden State can take the NBA Finals with a win in Cleveland tonight. With sports at 15 and 45 past each hour on the home of the Cubs, Rick Gregg, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.